Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness, how a love for Jesus, his word, and his church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble and bold ways. So our topic today is consider your ways. What I'm going to do, this is going to be like literally lightning round, and we're going to pick this up over some upcoming episodes, okay? So I'm just going to kind of like fire hose it to you and talk about two kinds of souls out there that really get contrasted in the Bible pretty often, okay? And it's the kind that obeys and the kind that rebels, okay? And I'm going to really quickly contrast the sin-sick, self-righteous soul with the sincere, sensitive soul. So consider your ways and just see where you find yourself in this. I'm just going to like go down the list and then say goodbye. Here we go. Ready? We want to be humble and bold in life. And there's two kinds of souls out there. And I'm talking about Christian souls. Christian souls, believers who are washed in the blood of Christ. They're trusting in Jesus's death on their behalf on the cross, shedding his blood, dying for our sins, being buried, rising from the dead on the third day, promising to return. That Jesus, the Jesus from the Bible, okay? But there are people that are out there that are believers, but you got to look at it and say, consider my ways. Which one am I? Here it is, a picture of the sin-sick, self-righteous soul. Number one, you stew over how bad you think other people are. Number two, you compete with fellow believers rather than working with them. Number three, you keep score of perceived wrongs and bear grudges. Number four, you minimize wrong you have done. Number five, you resist confession and repentance. Number six, you take the low road and dwell on unrighteous things. Number seven, you find it difficult to be joyful and praise God. But what about the picture of the sincere, sensitive soul? Number one, you think you are the worst sinner. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. Number two, you cheer on fellow believers and help them succeed. Number three, you let wrongs go and forbear and forgive. Number four, you freely admit your weaknesses. Number five, you walk in the light and confess your sins. Number six, you take the high road and look for the good. And number seven, you freely rejoice in Christ with grateful praise. We want to be humble and bold. Consider your ways. Listen to this over and over again, and I'll see you next time.